I want students to see themselves as activists and to see themselves as having power to make an impact. Because if you look at, you know, if you look at most social movements, they're driven by young people. Mm-hmm. You know, it's people my age and older. We're, for the most part, you know, then we just sort of get saddled with like the responsibilities of our lives and our families and paying a mortgage and doing whatever. But most social movements are driven by young people. And young people really can make a tremendous impact. But we often tell young people that they do not have the tools, skills, analysis, or knowledge to make that difference. So I would say to student activists today, A, yay, thank you for being an activist. And beyond that, I personally try not to be too preachy about what I think I learned or what I think is the way, because it also changes, you know? The particular needs change. Listen, the way you even have the conversation changes with, you know, sound real old now, with the internet and, you know, with social media, you can have an entirely different conversation and engage people in a much broader way. And again, I think that that younger organizers now are using an analysis and a language that I think that we were scratching at the surface in my day, and we certainly didn't talk about it in that and with that language.